Country Bob FM.
Here we go with the Bob Almanac quiz at the end of the program for the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic tickets next month at Canterbury Shakopee Tuesday, February 18th. It's the 49th day of the year, 317 left to go. 1735 in music history. This is huge. I think if they would have gone further back on the Ken Burns country music deal that they did, the documentary, I think Peter Coyote would have been talking about this as kind of the beginning of country music, but they already were spending hours and hours and hours on it. 1735, it was the first opera ever performed in America. I wish we had audio of that, but they weren't recording audio in 1735.
They weren't, okay.
The opera was Flora, or also known as Hob in the Well, presented in Charleston, South Carolina. That is the birthplace. That's the fertile crescent of opera in North America. Remember that.
I'm going to keep that in mind.
1885, Mark Twain's adventure, long before Police Academy perfected the science of the sequel. Mark Twain presented his own sequel, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. It was a direct sequel to Tom Sawyer, as you know.
Yes.
There's some racy language in those books, Neil.
I know. I always, read them with just one eye open.
1885, Adventures of Huck Finn, Mark Twain, published in the U.S. for the first time. 1930, Pluto discovered, Clyde W. Tombaugh. He's rolling in his grave because the planet that he discovered is no longer a planet. It's been reclassified. It was a dwarf planet, then a minor planet, then an asteroid. And now it's barely space junk. Quick Trip won't even put a location on it.
On Pluto?
It's been declassified so much and downgraded. It's a shame. 1930. 1967. This was going on at Dodger Stadium.
1-2. Strike three.
What's so funny?
First time I ever saw Willie smiling, walking away from the plate, struck out.
So that was an all-star softball game where baseball all-stars were playing against celebrities like, Don Adams. Woody Allen was playing short, played a mean short. He's like a vacuum over there. You had James Gardner on the team. But their pitcher, he didn't pitch the entire game, but their pitcher was a professional fast pitch pitcher. It was an all-star softball game. His name is Eddie Feiger. Feiger. Is it Feiger?
It was pronounced Fain, I thought.
Fainer?
Eddie Fainer. Eddie Fainer. Yes.
He strikes out six consecutive major leaguers.
The king in his court used to play with just him and three other guys.
So he struck out Mays,
they went all over the
McCovey,
world.
Yep. Brooks Robinson, Roberto Clemente, Maury Wills, and the killer, Harmon Killebrew.
Wow.
Not all in a row, though. He faced him at different times of the game, but he struck him out all in a row when he came in, if you were to put his appearances together.
King in his court. That's good.
He wasn't as big. He got a little bit bigger. I remember seeing him on Wide World of Sports later on in the 80s, and he had gotten himself a bit of a front porch, but he could still pitch.
He could bring it.
So that was in 67. How about 1977?
The Orbiter spacecraft Enterprise was mated atop a 747 shuttle carrier aircraft in a piggyback position. And after a series of taxi tests, captive flights with the orbiter unmanned and systems inoperable verified the in-flight capability of the mated craft.
Mated. It makes sense that they use that term because you remember seeing the video of that, right? You have the space shuttle on top of the 747.
Yes.
Looks like when our dachshund used to get amorous with the German Shepherd. But
along for the ride.
They were testing the Enterprise. That one didn't have an engine, had nothing. It was basically a glider.
A glider, yes.
In 1977, and then 4 years later, we'd actually have the real. But we were getting ready for space shuttle service.
Sure.
And Enterprise was right there. And they named it Enterprise because of the USS Enterprise in honor of Kirk and Spock and Bones and the whole gang. Don't forget about Uhura.
Oh, no. Who could?
Also in 77.
Everybody's got to rock and roll. Whoa! Shout it, shout it, shout it out loud.
That's real audio. We only use real audio here on the Almanac from Madison Square Garden. And we found out last week it's not square.
No.
You don't feel good as the way you could.
So Kiss played their first ever show at Madison Square Garden in their hometown of New York City.
Oh,
they were huge, were they not?
Oh,
1977,
yes.
The face paint, the whole thing going on. Gosh. Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley in 77. 98, let's remember Harry Carey.
Three balls and the strike. Long drive, way back, it might be, it could be.
He was one of a kind,
yes,
Harry Carey.
Was.
He died on this date. He was 77.
Something else.
Back when they didn't put any limit on how much you could drink in the press box.
Right.
It was, when they allowed alcohol.
Yeah, open checkbook there.
1998 and then 2001.
This is undoubtedly one of the toughest announcements that I've ever personally had to make. But after the accident and turn four at the end of the Daytona 500, we've lost Dale Earnhardt.
Wow, that was this date 2001, and then the crash last night brings you back to that.
Yes.
And we're so great and thankful, and certainly the prayers out to Ryan Newman and his family, and he's going to be okay. Serious condition, but non-life-threatening injuries.
You remember seeing the Earnhardt one? I didn't even look that bad
Didn't, and I think it's because of that crash. That's probably why guys like Newman, it's not as bad anymore,
and
because of what they did,
yes,
and
they
the precautions
that.
They took, and the development, and the cage, and all these things that came out about because of the Dale Earnhardt.
The thing that goes
crash.
Around their head and their neck. Yeah.
He was only 49.
Young man.
2003, Johnny Paycheck passed away. 64.
Yeah,
he lived a rough life.
Yeah, he did.
He did time. He was, they never include him as an outlaw, but he really was.
Well, he shot somebody.
He was an outlaw of an outlaw.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because he shot somebody they didn't let him into the outlaws.
Jeez.
Tom Paul Glazer's going. That might be, that's too much.
Well,
that's
yeah.
even too much of an outlaw for us, Johnny. You got to go on your own.
Right.
And then it was a year ago.
The 52-year-old Westrom is charged with stabbing Gene Ann Childs to death 26 years ago. The criminal complaint revealed DNA on several items at the crime scene and a genealogy website led them to Westrom. According to police, Westrom denied being in the apartment and said he doesn't know why his DNA would be there.
That was a local story here in Minnesota where because he had given his DNA to like Ancestry.com or one of those 22andMe or whatever it is, they were able to match that DNA from the crime scene with the DNA from Ancestry.com, and this guy was arrested. I don't know what's happened. That happened a year ago. I don't know if he's gone to trial. He was like living in Isanti, and he was like at a hockey game or something, and then I can't remember what it was, but it was really crazy. It was a year ago.
Yeah.
And it happened. I don't know if that's going to trial or what. I don't know. I think they may have appealed, but who knows. It's birthday time. Listen to this. Gave her a mic. Cut mic three. Cut it.
All of my ears are bleeding. What is that?
That's Yoko Ono.
Oh, no.
And I love John Lennon. Obviously, great songwriter and singer, but you got to wonder about his credibility there when he thought that this was good.
What were you thinking?
Or, again, it was his wife, so.
Right. She said,
whatever
I'm
your
doing
wife
it.
Does is fine.
Yeah.
Oh, you drove the car through the garage door? No problem. Do it again. So, Yoko Ono, 87 today.
Mm.
I didn't realize she was that old.
Huh?
She was considerably older than John Lennon because he wouldn't be 87. He was born maybe 1940.
Right.
I think about 40. So, yeah. Yoko Ono. Did she break up the Beatles, Neil?
I would say yes.
Okay.
I'll be lonely without you.
That's a better singer.
I'll need your love to see me through.
Although he was responsible for the breakup of Styx.
Styx, right.
So please believe me.
What a great voice.
Because he wanted to go more on the ballad side.
Soft
and
rock.
And Tommy Shaw and J.Y. wanted to go rock, hard rock.
I've seen them both since, and they're both good.
You know it's you.
Dennis DeYoung, 73 today. They call her Sybil.
We can say it. The network says tonight's show is too short. The network says every show has to be 1 hour long, not 59 minutes, not 61 minutes, 60 minutes long, and we're a minute short.
Great, now the whole world knows, Mr. Thomas.
And do you know
Mr.
why
Ehrlich,
we're a minute short?
Karen, get my
because
agent on the phone,
fast.
Please. Not
you
because I'm
down
talking
once
fast,
in a while.
Because
maybe
you're
maybe
talking.
They had some wonderful chemistry, maybe some of the best chemistry ever for a man and woman in a television show, Cybill Shepherd and Bruce Willis.
Mm.
Don't you think?
I did. I
From
enjoyed that show.
Moonlighting, there is, and then
that.
She eventually had her own show called Cybill.
And
Cybill
that kinda,
Shepherd.
That was like one of the first things that Bruce Willis did, right?
Yeah, he was a young Bruce Willis, well before Die Hard, Neil.
Oh, sure.
So, happy birthday. Cybill Shepherd is 70 today.
And I have never been
another voice slightly better than Yoko Ono. Juice Newton, real name Judy Cohen, burst onto the scene late 70s, early 80s, Queen of Hearts. She's 68 today, John Travolta.
Well, that's cool, baby. I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
Denny?
That's my name, don't wear it out.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me, baby? What's the matter with you?
What happened to the Denny Zukor men at the beach?
Well, he put a leather jacket on, and you know you completely change when you put a leather jacket on.
Evidently.
Just ask the fun. So there's Danny Zuko, John Travolta, Neil, up your nose with a rubber hose. So John Travolta is 66, Vanna White turning letters and still turning heads.
TV theme time.
At 63 from Wheel of Fortune. Happy birthday going out, Wheel of Fortune hostess.
63, yep.
Vanna White. I hope she's getting as much as Pat Sajak.
I hope so.
She should. 63, rapper of the day, and he's one of the big ones. This is the big one. Dr. Dre.
Oh, sure.
Rapper, even music producer, Dr. Dre. He's got his Beats by Dre. I think he sold that for a couple billion. He sold them like to Apple or somebody. Dr. Dre, 55. Molly Ringwald.
There has to be more dignified mode of transportation.
Hope you get a car for your birthday and a license.
Let's not hold our breath.
Don't hold your breath. It's 16 Candles. She was in a lot of those coming-of-age movies.
Yeah.
As you remember, 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, Breakfast Club. Her old producer-director from those movies, John Hughes.
So they call that the Brat Pack?
They were bratting it up, the Brat Pack, pretty much.
Are you ready to work? Are you ready to work? If you quit on me again, you go home, and no one's going to chase you. No one! Here you scream!
No!
She was tough and the Biggest Loser. You know, somebody yells like that to me and I'm working out, I just fall right back into the loving arms of pizza.
When you and then go, I run home.
Right, and then you run home trying to burn it up. But Jillian Michaels, the workout crazy lady, 46.
All right. Gone but not forgotten today. We have Notre Dame. We won one for the Gipper, and he was the Gipper, George Gipp, 1895. And we wouldn't have the Ferrari without Enzo Ferrari, 1898.
Have you seen that movie, Ford versus Ferrari?
I have not.
I hear it's good.
I hear it's good. Academy Award winning and Emmy Award winning actor Jack. I always called him Palance.
Or you could go Palance. I mean, Palance works too.
Sure.
They tell me they called you Stonewall.
Anything wrong with that?
That's just funny. Guess they named a lot of that southern trash after old Stonewall.
Could you hear the Spurs?
I could.
Could you hear the Spurs on the porch?
Yes. Is that from Shane?
It's from Shane.
Yes, it had to be. And a guy could do a one-arm push-up when he was old, too. 1919 for Jack. What about game show host Bill Cullen?
It's the Joker's Wild. And now, here's the host of the show, Bill Cullen.
Thank you.
Okay, right there. Joker.
Thank you.
He did a lot of game shows.
Oh, thank you. What a handsome looking group.
He was a blue collar guy. If you need a show to be hosted, he's ready to go. I mean, he's have Mike, will travel.
Yeah, he did them all. Bill Cullen, 1920. What about George Kennedy?
Do any of you understand how a man can hurt inside?
Frank, they're not here for you. Weird Al Yankovic is on the plane.
Yeah!
Doesn't get any better.
That was disappointing news. George Kennedy, he was a bad guy in a lot of movies and TV shows. George Kennedy, 1925. Do you read The Wizard of Iz or BC, the comic strips? Johnny Hart is the guy who gave us those. 1931. We'll do one more. Keith Knudsen. He was a drummer not only for the Doobie Brothers, but just, 2 weeks ago we were doing Southern Pacific. He played in that band as well. He was born on this day, 1948, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
He was in Southern Pacific. When did he pass away? Do you remember when that happened?
I don't. I'd have to fact check that.
Okay, here is the prize of the hour, the Outdoor News Deer and Turkey Classic Show coming up March 13th through the 15th. Yes, we have even more tickets for this to give away. It looks like three more four packs for me, at least here as part of the Almanac quiz. And the quiz is this date, first opera in America was called Flora, a.k.a. Hob in the Well. Get Hob out of the well. You don't want Hob in your well. He doesn't bathe.
No, it's not.
It was presented in what city on this date? Give me the city that the first ever opera performed in America. Where was that opera performed? What city? Ooh. Just the city. And if you know the state, that's nice, too. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. That's the Waconia Ford talk, text, and maybe win line if you know the correct answer, okay?
Right on.
763-450-0100. Would you like to start a Bobathon, hence also starting a no-repeat workday here on Bob FM with Ronnie Millsap? I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Right.
Bellamy Brothers singing that song, breaking it down about the old hippie. Or John Anderson, I Fell in the Water, kind of like Hob in the Well.
Yeah, I think we got to go J.A.
Mm-hmm.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY.